This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden used his State of the Union address Thursday night to announce a new humanitarian mission for Palestinians overwhelmed by Israel's military campaign against Hamas.
I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground.
In a campaign-style delivery, Biden also spoke about a new tax proposal for the wealthy.
No billionaire should pay a lower federal tax rate than a teacher, a sanitation worker, or a nurse. I propose a minimum tax for billionaires of 25%, just 25%. You know what that would raise? That would raise $500 billion over the next 10 years.
In the Republican response to the president's State of the Union address, Senator Katie Britt said the president's lack of oversight over the Chinese Communist Party is disappointing.
China is buying up our farmland, spying on our military installations, and spreading propaganda through the likes of TikTok. You see, the CCP knows that if it conquers the minds of our next generation, it conquers America.
Hong Kong on Friday unveiled a proposed law that threatens life imprisonment for residents who endanger national security, deepening worries about erosion of the city's freedoms 4 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that all but wiped out public dissent. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday the EU's largest political party stands pro-EU, pro-Ukraine, pro-rule of law, as she gave a speech after being endorsed for a second five-year term at the helm of the bloc's powerful commission. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Von der Leyen's nomination at a gathering of her center-right European People's Party in Romania's capital Bucharest comes ahead of June elections for the European Parliament, the EU's only democratically elected institution. The endorsement places her firmly as a front-runner for the top job in the 27-nation bloc.
Now we must tackle the stages ahead of us with full concentration and with unity. And this is why I'm running for another term at the helm of the European Commission.
Having navigated multiple crises ranging from COVID to the Ukraine war as the EC head since 2019, the former defense minister is seeking a new mandate that would run to 2029. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a Texas utility is admitting a role in sparking the state's worst wildfire.
Utility provider Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in igniting a massive wildfire in the Texas panhandle. Xcel Energy is admitting to a role in sparking the largest blaze, but the utility is denying any negligence. One homeowner in Stinnett has already filed suit, saying that Xcel and two other utilities failed to maintain or replace a wooden pole that had snapped off of its base. Last week, Governor Greg Abbott described the destruction of the wildfires that have killed at least three people and destroyed some 500 structures.
Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
Other electric utilities have been found responsible in other fires, including the blaze in Maui and the deadly California campfire in 2018. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Haiti's main port was closed Thursday after an attack by armed gangs. Said, according to the port operator, the government has extended a state of emergency and nighttime curfew as gang violence continued to escalate in the capital, Port-au-Prince. And the U.S. Army soldier accused of selling national defense information has been indicted by a federal grand jury on a wide range of charges, including bribery of a public official. The case is the latest in a series of federal prosecutions of current or former military members accused of illegally disclosing sensitive government secrets. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.